When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I am your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. We're going to recap Tuesday's news and notes and more and get you ready for Wednesday's full day, start to finish, early day games all the way to the evening on Wednesday. But we have a lot of news, to get to from Tuesday for your Wednesday, March 31st show. So let's just get crack-a-lacking at it. Started off with something we kind of expected, Gavin Stone. The Dodgers sent Gavin Stone back to AAA after a couple rough outings. They brought up Alex Vesia to pitch out of the bullpen because they need some bullpen depth for now. And that didn't go well for Vesia on Tuesday night either. He got hit around pretty good, but the Dodgers still left with the win. Gonsolin got the dub. Gavin Stone back to AAA for now. We'll see how it goes. Michael Grove should be back soon to fill a roster spot for the starting rotation until they get Urias back. So Gavin Stone, AAA. E-Rod, Eduardo Rodriguez to the IL with, I laughed at first, not thinking this was real, but apparently it's a real injury. A left index finger pulley rupture. Yes, a left index finger pulley rupture for E-Rod. Not good because he's been pitching really well this year for one. This injury we've seen in the past with different pitchers, and it's been anywhere from like a 2 to 3 week thing to some guys miss months with this injury. So we'll have to wait and see when we get more information about E-Rod's injury, but he's going to be out for at least 15 days, maybe longer. Adam Duvall of the Boston Red Sox began his rehab assignment on Tuesday. We've been reporting the news that he's feeling great. He's ready to go. The second he's eligible off the IL, he'll be back. And that seems to be the case as he's rocking and rolling in rehab starting on Tuesday night. Marlins activated Jesus Sanchez from the IL. He did not start on Tuesday, but he got activated. Sent Xavier Edwards back to AAA. The Marlins have needed some outfield depth, so Sanchez will be a big part of that. Brian De La Cruz, we talked about later. He's been playing very, very well. But they do need some depth with Chisholm going down and others. Jorge Soler, crushing baseballs. Baltimore Orioles, we talked about it on yesterday's show, became official. They placed Cedric Mullins on the IL. The good news is we didn't get the exact information, but out of Orioles camp, they did say it's more weeks instead of months with this injury. So what they got kind of what the best case scenario is the way it's being portrayed with Cedric Mullins. We don't have an exact, like, is it 2 weeks, 3 weeks? It's probably, I'm guessing they're going to say it's 2 to 4. We'll see how it goes. But he's going to be on the IL for now. And instead of bringing up a prospect from AAA, no. The Baltimore Orioles went and signed Aaron Hicks. Yes, that Aaron Hicks. So we have to deal with that for a few weeks until Cedric Mullins returns to the Orioles roster. Jesse Winker has been in and out of the lineup for at least a month, it feels like, with back injuries. Finally gets placed on the IL with the back injury. And I think he's going to miss some decent time trying to get this thing to heal. Back injuries are just a pest. Basically, he's got to stop moving around, see how it goes. So Winker's on the IL. They called up Abraham Toro, the Brewers did, from AAA. Rangers made a couple of moves here. They activated Dane Dunning from the paternity list. He's going to start on Wednesday against the Baltimore Orioles. They sent Joe Barlow to the IL with an illness. So we'll have to see how that goes. And they sent Spencer Howard to AAA. So a three-headed monster of moves for the Texas Rangers on Tuesday. Josh Donaldson started he's currently rehabbing for the Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton started his rehab as well on Tuesday. But Donaldson's rehabbing. He feels great. He plans on joining the Yankees when they start their weekend series in LA against the Dodgers. So they should have Donaldson back soon. They already had activated Jose Trevino on Tuesday night to help catch. Franchi Cordero is seen in the Yankees locker room, so he could be back any moment now. So they're starting to get healthy in New York as they're starting to play good baseball too. So something to keep in mind there. Cody Bellinger, there's been kind of no news on the front of his coming back from his knee injury until Tuesday when they said he's beginning to throw and he's doing some work in the cage. Still not like full go, not like full on swings in the batting cage, things like that. But it's the first step in his rehab, which is big to see as the Cubs want to get Cody Bellinger back on the field. Cubs made another move. Hayden Wesneski was recalled from AAA, and they sent Michael Rucker to AAA. The Cubs have been having, obviously, pitching issues between their bullpen and the starting rotation. I'm thinking he's more of a bullpen depth piece for now, but we'll have to wait and see with Wesneski, who did not live up to the spring training hype his first go-around this season. Jacob deGrom will throw another bullpen session on Wednesday. If all goes well, the team will reevaluate the situation and potentially get ready to send him on a rehab assignment. So deGrom still a little ways away, but at least we're moving in the right direction finally with Jacob deGrom. The Braves called up big-time prospect A.J. Smith-Shiver from AAA. The 20-year-old pitcher has been outstanding. If you follow prospect guys on Twitter, which you probably do, they've been tweeting like Chris Clegg of Pitcher List, tweeting out videos and stats of him over the last few days. Smith-Shiver, I'm probably butchering that, and I apologize, has a 1.09 ERA over 33 innings pitched with 45 strikeouts in AAA. The early reports out of Atlanta is AJ will be a part of the bullpen to add depth to the bullpen, which they definitely need. But he could also slide in the second, maybe Schuster struggles or someone else struggles. Some people that I respect that are Braves fans and some chats I'm in say this could be their new version of Spencer Strider. Strider came up in the same type of scenario. We're going to add bullpen depth. We're going to let him kind of stay stretched out, but not stretch him out too much, limit his innings, then boom, here we go. Not saying that that's high expectations for any pitcher to keep up with Spencer Strider, but it could be that kind of guy. So keep him in mind. Matt Vierling was placed on the 10-day IL by the Detroit Tigers with low back soreness. That is a bummer. He's been starting to – Tigers as a whole, I'm playing pretty good. We've been talking about them lately. Anthony Rizzo remained out of the lineup on Tuesday, and this is a weird one because I started reporting 2 nights ago that, you know, he left the game with a neck injury. All tests were great after the game. He was supposed to start on Monday, didn't start. It's precautionary. Let's get him in on Tuesday, out again on Tuesday. So that neck is still bugging Anthony Rizzo. Definitely something to keep to watch now because, you know, it was one thing if it was a game, but now we're on 2 games and there's really no like light at the end of the tunnel. Now there's kind of like, oh, he's day to day. Well, he was day to day on Sunday, and now he's day to day after Tuesday's game. So not great for Anthony Rizzo. The Cleveland Guardians, it's going to get fun because Cal Quantrill got destroyed on Tuesday, made things real easy to send him back down with Savali and Tristan McKenzie coming back. And that leads us to Aaron Savali, who will return to the Guardians and start on Friday. So that has become official. Tristan McKenzie should be back next week. One more rehab start for McKenzie. And then they'll have to make another move after Quantrill gets out of the way. Most likely Hunter Gaddis leaves as well. AJ Puck will begin a rehab assignment on Thursday. That's outstanding. He's expected to only need a couple of rehab appearances. He's been throwing for a little bit, ramping up his program. He's had, knock on wood, no setbacks yet with his nerve injury in his elbow. Those are always nasty. You never know how those are going to heal. But the fact he's back and the club says only needs a couple rehab assignments before coming back to the Marlins is great news for the Marlins, great news for AJ Puck, great news for fantasy baseball players. More bad news for the Tigers. Riley Green left Tuesday's game early with a lower leg injury. He was trying to battle through it and play, so A.J. Hinch had to, you know, silver lining said the fact he was trying to play through it makes us think his injury shouldn't be too severe. There's no details exactly on what the lower leg injury is at the time of this recording, so we'll have to kind of see how things go. But Riley Green, monstrous May. I talked about him on a recent episode of Bench with Bubba, big-time May, kind of showing the pedigree and the potential that we were hoping for last season. It's coming to life. Hopefully this leg injury doesn't derail him too much. And last bit of news we have here, Harrison Bader, more Yankees news, is heading back to the IL with a hamstring injury. But something about these Cardinals outfielders, Tyler O'Neill, now Harrison Bader, they just can't stay healthy. Bader was crushing the baseball, stealing some bags. He missed a chunk to start the season, and then he started producing, like I just said. Now he's back on the IL, so Bader's going to miss some time. That's why it's good Franchi's coming back. Giancarlo should be around the corner. The Yankees are playing really good ball. They're hitting extremely well right now. They need to stay healthy, or they're going to be in trouble. And trust me, I am not a Yankees fan, but I understand what's good for baseball. And a competitive Yankees team against a competitive Rays, a competitive Jays team, even a Red Sox team, is great for everybody involved. Let's talk about some hitting highlights on your Tuesday. Brian De La Cruz, as mentioned, I'll be talking about him again. 3-for-4 with a home run, 2 runs scored, 3 RBIs, and a walk in the game. Cruz is hitting .301 with 7 home runs, 25 runs scored, and 23 RBIs on the season. That is outstanding. And more impressively to me, Brian De La Cruz has 5 home runs in the month of May. He's really starting to get a click, and he had a massive hit streak early in May, like a 14 or 15 game hit streak, playing extremely good baseball and just running with the extra playing time with all the injuries. De La Cruz crushed it at the end of last season, and then he almost didn't even make the team to start the season. He's starting to show why he should be in that lineup every single day. Aaron Judge. It was funny when people in April were like, oh, man, why did I draft him so early? What was I thinking? Blah, 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 blah. Well, you could rest easy, my friends. Aaron Judge went 1-for-3 with a home run, 2 runs scored, an RBI, and 2 walks on Tuesday. He's now hitting .303 on the season with 18 home runs. That's pretty darn good for 2 months into the season because he's got 4 more months to go. So now we're back to almost a 55 to 60 home run pace. Yes, you're good. And more impressively, like I said, April is a tough one. He's got 18 home runs on the season, right? He has 12 of them in May, 12 home runs in May, and he's hitting over .360 in May. Something about health and getting comfortable. Good things will happen to good players. Aaron Judge is one of those guys starting to crush baseballs. Another guy that we were hoping would have a big 2023 after a bummer of a 2022 is JD Martinez. He went 1-for-3 with a home run, a run scored, and 3 RBIs on Tuesday night. JD's now hitting over .300 on the season with 8 home runs and 24 RBIs. He's hitting over .300 with 8 home runs, 24 RBIs in 17 May games since he came back on the IL in the middle of May. So he's really ramping it up. He's getting healthy. Good things for JD Martinez. For more details on the day's top hitters, make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box on pitcherlist.com. Some starting pitching highlights for you. Miles Mikolas, 8 innings pitched, no runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, 10 strikeouts for Mr. Pitch to Contact Mikolas. That was impressive. He had 14 whiffs and a 38% CSW on 102 pitches. Mikolas has an ERA in the mid-4s right now, but somehow this is his 9th straight start with 3 earned runs or less allowed. He's been very, very serviceable, not as, like, quote-unquote dominant as last season, but he's getting the job done in an environment that's getting pitchers lit up left and right. So maybe I should put a little more respect on the name of Miles Mikolas. Zach Gallen, 6 innings pitched, no earned, 5 hits, 2 walks, 7 Ks. Great bounce back after 2 rough road starts. He had 15 whiffs, 31% CSW on 90 pitches. I say the road starts because I talked about it on my DFS show on Tuesday morning that his home road splits are drastic. Gallen has an ERA even after tonight, even lower. Going into tonight's game, Gallen had a home ERA of 0.77 on the road, an ERA over 5. It's a massive difference in home roads for Gallen so far this season, and he brought it on Tuesday night. And then Ben Lively, the guy that I just can't figure out how he's doing it right now. It's great he's doing it. I'm ready for the destruction to take place, but for now it's not happening. Lively went 5 2/3, no earned, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts against the Boston Red Sox in Fenway Park. 11 whiffs, 30% CSW on 87 pitches. That gives Lively in his first 3 starts this season, 17 1/3 innings pitched, 4 earned runs in those 17 1/3, 5 walks, and 22 strikeouts. He's been great. Can't knock it. I don't know how he's doing it. That's my only concern with Ben Lively. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. All right, a couple of relief pitcher notes for the day. After Helsley's been struggling in the Cardinals bullpen, at blowing a save in his last outing, Giovanni Gallegos, we've talked about this. It feels like once a week this pops up. Gallegos picked up his 7th save of the season. He's been very, very good out of the back end of that Cardinals pen. And then Adbert Alzolay, this is a guy that I feel has electric stuff. They've been using him all over the place. Well, he picked up his 2nd save of the season on Tuesday by pitching 2 innings. A 2-inning save, dominant, got all the strikeouts, big boy stuff from Adbert Alzolay. We'll see where that continues to go. As you know, we mentioned Leiter the other day. He's been great out of the back end of the pen, but Fulmer has been bad. Boxberger's injured. It's a mess, so we'll see what Alzolay can do with that. All right. Make sure you check out the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com to get more information on all things relief pitching. Let's take a quick break before we head into a Wednesday's preview and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day 1. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Let's hear from our buddy Mark Paquette with a preview of Wednesday's weather.
Thanks very much, Brian. Looking at the slate today, we have two games that really stand out with some potential rain issues, and they're both in the Windy City. The Cubs in the afternoon, the White Sox at night. I do expect both of these games to get played because this is a showery, generally a light rain, but at least we have something to look out for now. Back to you.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it as always. If you're looking at DFS, we have a 7-game early slate starting at 1:05 p.m. Eastern time. And there's a 6-game evening slate. So you have two slates to work with. I like Texas going up against the lefty Wentz in Detroit. Texas red hot offense. I don't care who they're facing pretty much. But you give me a lefty and Wentz. So you got guys like Josh Young, Adelise, and many, many more that can have fun there. I like Philadelphia going up against the Mets. That's one I really want to look at on Wednesday with the Mets. And then Milwaukee going up against Alec Manoah and the Toronto Blue Jays would be another one I'd look to pick on. There's many, many more. I'm not going to knock that at all. Pitchers on the early slate, Mitch Keller going up against the Giants. Keller coming off a rough outing in Seattle, but the strikeouts were still there. He's been outstanding this season. Looking forward to seeing that outing. And then on the night slate, Hunter Brown going up against the Twins. Twins have been very good average and ISO-wise over the last couple of weeks versus righties, but they're striking out nearly 32% of the time versus righties in that same span. So Hunter Brown can be in for a fun one. He's just been outstanding this year, and his last three starts have been ridiculous. Nearly a 35% K to walk over his last three starts. So big boy stuff from Hunter Brown. Things I'm looking forward to on the day, I want to see how Hunter Brown does in his matchup. I think that should be great. I want to see the Mitch Keller bounce back because as a Giants fan, I like what the Giants have been doing. Been pretty excited to see that. At the same time, Mitch Keller has been a great story to see where that pans out. But more importantly, I'm just looking forward to a full day of baseball. Like I said, it starts at my time, 10 a.m. That's outstanding. It'll go to about 10 o'clock at night. So I got about 12 hours of baseball ahead of me on a Wednesday. That's how it's intended to be, folks. I absolutely love it. Looking forward to it. Hope you all are as well. So that'll do it for another episode of the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. Make sure you guys go check out PitcherList.com. Check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You will not regret it. You get to be in the awesome Discord. You get the PLV tools, the pitch bot, all kinds of other great stuff. So go check it out. PitcherList.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Wednesday and look into Thursday's action. But for now, this was the First Pitch Podcast, Wednesday, May 31st edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.